Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. My name is Brian P. Alvarez, and in today's episode, I get to interview a very good friend of mine that, you know, we've done ministry together years ago, and, you know, he is the product of a startup ministry that today, fast forward 10 years, he is thriving and flourishing in his ministry, and he's impacting so many schools all around, so many kids, and man, I am so excited to just conversate with him throughout this podcast, and I hope that this podcast can bring you some value as far as starting your own ministry, getting started with your dreams, your visions, your ideas. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Brian Barcelona with One Voice Student Mission. So enjoy it, and thank you so much for listening.
Brian, how are you today, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I am doing solid, man. And thank you once again for coming on board, man. This is pretty exciting stuff that we're trying to do here, and I believe that you know, whoever's listening would definitely be inspired by, you know, just what you're doing with One Voice. And, but yeah, thank you so much for joining us, man. Give a little introduction, man. You know, we know what you, I know what you do, and, you know, some people might be familiar with One Voice, but talk a little bit about your current ministry and what is One Voice.
Yeah, One Voice Student Missions, man, is a missional organization that works with local churches all over America to reach public schools and public students, public schools all over the U.S. You know, we go in weekly and we train churches how to effectively, you know, preach the gospel and work with these what we call Jesus clubs. Just awesome. Really believing, man, that, you know, where students are is where we're totally to meet them at.
That is so awesome, man. And how long has One Voice been around, man? Like, when did you start One Voice?
Next year will be 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Time flew, man. Yeah, man. I remember when we were working together with the Assemblies of God District, and, you know, we first, you know, heard your name. We're like, wait, who is this guy? And, you know, kind of like, okay, let's get to know him. And you came to the office and you came in with your squad. And I was like, oh, man, this guy is not messing around. And, you know, we got to hear a little bit about what you do and One Voice is about. And man, I got to tell you, when you bring Brian to speak at your event, he doesn't come alone. He comes with his squad and they take over and they're supportive. And man, I got to tell you, man, I was really, really thankful for having you guys at all of our events, you know, at the camps, at, you know, the conventions. And man, I got to tell you, your support team is just phenomenal. And man, I'm really grateful for that. So Brian, if you don't mind, man, who is Brian Barcelona? Share a little bit about your testimony and just how you know, been involved with ministry and how that relates to One Voice.
Yeah, man. Well, bro, I'm honestly, dude, just a normal guy like everyone else, you know?
Yeah.
I grew up in a broken family, divorced family. I got saved when I was 16. And my heart when I got saved was really to be what people weren't to me. That was authentic. That was, you know, real Christians coming and actually showing me what Jesus said in the Bible, not just telling me.
Yes.
And so I think that's been the foundation of everything we've built here in One Voice. Is like, man, how do we go to a generation? How are we so real? How are we so raw? How do we take not the successes of our lives, but how do we take even the weak moments, the failures, the moments in time where we drop the ball, and how do we put that on display? You know, and be able to let a generation know, hey, like, you know, you don't have to be perfect to come to Jesus. You know, you can totally come and begin a relationship. And that was kind of my story and a lot of our stories.
No, yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that, man. And I think that's amazing to hear that from you, man. And, you know, with One Voice, you know, you guys are already 10 years in. You guys have some roots planted, I'm sure. And, you know, with starting a new ministry 10 years ago, even I believe today, what are some ways that you spread the news about your ministry? Like, how do you keep it relevant with society today with, you know, social media always changing with new things coming up and about? I mean, what do you guys, especially that you guys target, you know, high schoolers, you guys target the young on it. So how do you talk about it?
Yeah, man, I think for us, dude, you know, I heard this one guy say this, you never have to advertise a fire.
Okay.
You know, if a fire breaks out in a building, you don't got to go on social media, post about it before someone does it or someone comes and responds to it.
Yes.
I think it's always keeping our hearts burning and always keeping our passion for God, you know, as at the forefront. And people are always attracted to God inside of you, you know? And then I think with just being able to go in weekly, we make sure we're not the people that sit behind a desk and tell everybody how to do what we're not doing.
Wow.
So you know, I've been going to schools for 10 years. So it's not like I built a model 9 years ago and, you know, and then I sat for 9 years and just kind of told people what to do every single, you know, week. Especially this next year, I'll be in two schools in LA.
Wow.
We're literally going to be going in every week and doing what we say and are telling everyone else to do.
Wow. That is really awesome, man. Yeah, I think that's, again, that's one of those things, man, that you're so different about. And I think that you're targeting an audience that's very delicate, I think. You know, and it's one of those things where you're right. You can't sit behind a desk and just delegate. You kind of have to be in the forefront and just tackling it on, you know, first off. And what is, you know, if you don't mind me my asking, man, but what is like the why? You know, what made you take that deciding step, you know, that placed you where you are today as the director, you know, as a founder of, you know, One Voice?
Yeah, beyond Jesus just telling me to do it, man, and really feeling, you know, God wanted to reach schools. You know, I think Jesus is worthy of the reward of his suffering. And the reward of his suffering is souls. The reward of his suffering is students in these schools who've never heard the good news.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think a lot of times we think of missions as I got to go and live in a hut in Africa, or, you know, I got to go and, you know, trail this jungle area, or man, the hardest people, you know, to reach are the ones that are our neighbors.
Yeah.
It's easy. Exactly. It's easy to love people, you know, who we never have to see again, but can we love people that are close to us? Can we go and build friendships? And we think of high schools. Every church in America has no excuse as to not do missions. When it is mission field, in my opinion, in America, is our public high schools. 15 million students, man, over 32,000 high schools in the U.S. If every Christian and Protestant church in America was to reach 48 kids only, every high school student in America would be reached. And so it's not like it's theme. It's not like it's this far off thing that, you know, I feel like sometimes we get in our church cultures and we shout out these things that really have no way of obtaining. I mean, this is very obtainable. So you know, people just have to do it.
That's amazing, man. That you have that fire and that drive to do that. And that's amazing. I never thought of that. If you just reach 48 students, man, that's powerful. That is really powerful, man. What are some struggles that you're facing, man? You know, wins. I mean, what do you consider a win or a loss that you're willing to share? Like, what is, I, of course, this is like according to One Voice, but like, what are some struggles that you guys are facing right now as a ministry?
You know, I think the biggest struggle, I would say we're growing in, would be not letting success define who we are.
Okay,
you know, we've seen God move in powerful ways, man. All the legends that I've dreamed of meeting are now friends. All the places I've dreamed of going, I mean, we've gone. We've seen thousands, you know, thousands of students every single week gathering in America. We have a book out that's in stores. Like from the outside perspective, you look and be like, man, that's very successful. But success sometimes is the deadliest thing to an organization.
Yes.
Because you almost settle for good and you don't go for great. And so I think our struggle is not being complacent with a large following, not being complacent that, you know, we have these amazing speakers coming out, not being complacent to say we're reaching, you know, 10,000 students a week, but can you keep dreaming more?
Wow.
And not letting success be the defining thing of who we are as people.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, the one voice and the fruit it bears, that has nothing to do with my personal relationship with Jesus, you know. And so it's being able to disconnect the ministry we do and our relationship with God and realize they're two separate things. And I think a lot of times people put those together. They
yes,
think, man,
yes.
if I do a lot for God, then my relationship is good with God. Not true at all.
That's insane, man. I think a lot of churches think that way too. I mean, don't you agree that I think that it's they believe that good work it will you're fine. You know, the fact that you did X that you did A, B, and C for the ministry, that's building a relationship with God. And I believe that they haven't confused. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's true, man. Like, when you think about it, dude, like, how many of us, we go out and give money to a homeless person, or you go to a service, you pat yourself on the back, like, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's realizing, like, that's just normal Christianity. And I
Exactly.
think we gotta stop celebrating in a way. We gotta always celebrate, but you celebrate things that are worth celebrating, things that are normal. It's like, if I take out the trash, or if I pick up my clothes, my wife's not celebrating that. That's kind of what I'm expected to do. Or
Exactly.
if you go put gas in the car, my wife's not like cheering, jumping up and down. It's almost the same things. Like, when we pray for the sick, or we preach the gospel, whatever it is. Like, those are things as believers that are very should be very normal for our culture.
Yeah, man, that's a whole nother topic in itself right there, man. I think that's insane to think that way. And I think that most churches can think of that type of mindset, or just individuals alone that, not just by good works, but it's actually having a relationship with Jesus that can actually help you, and growing, with Jesus in that place. I want you to speak to the little guy, the little person starting, or the people that have a vision or an idea for ministry, someone that has that spark inside and they'll want to start, but they don't know how, or they don't know if they should. You had an idea, a vision, a dream at one point, and you started it, and now you're 10 years in and you have this powerful ministry and you're doing events and conferences. And so what would you, if you had a chance to speak to somebody right now in front of them, and they have this vision, what would you tell them to just start it? And what would you tell them, as far as, motivating them to take on that ministry?
Yeah, I would say stay low and grow slow. Don't be in a rush to be something or be someone. I never in a million years thought one voice would be where it's at today. I never did it to climb some ministry ladder of success. I never did it to be no. I mean, I genuinely, like, I didn't think anything would even come out of this. I
Wow.
just went to a school every single week in Northern California. And I believed God, and that's what happened, And so I think being able to really, before you can bear real fruit, you got to get real roots, And especially everyone today, like, it's not hard to get famous today. Like, it's not hard to get known. It's not. You just got to know the right people. And if that's all your goal is, like, what kind of goal is that, It's like,
Exactly.
if it's something that you could obtain and do yourself, then it's probably not God. I would just say, like, yeah, I mean, stay low and grow slow, man.
That's really awesome, man. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that could speak to a lot of youngsters that are, again, I think they see ministry as being in the pulpit and, spotlight on you and trying to build a name. So this is really good, man. What question would you like to say to the audience, man? This is a question of the day, if you will. It's one of those questions that you can ask anything. It could be pertaining to this podcast. It could be, ministry. It could be anything you want. And we're going to post it on our social media platforms and see how people respond to it. But what's your question of the day?
That's a good one, man. Let me think. What stops you from loving people?
Ooh, that's good.
Because I think that's something that even in our journey, here, like, even going to schools, and we work with sometimes a mission field and people that are not appreciative. And I think in our culture, we just had Jake Hamilton was just with our team yesterday, and
Wow.
he was breaking down, love, and he says that in Corinthians, the Bible says love is patient. He said, but like, one of the original words he uses, love is long suffering. And patience sounds a lot nicer than long suffering.
Yeah,
And when
definitely.
you think of long suffering, I mean, we live in a culture today that I'll love you if you love me back,
Yeah.
or I'll love you if you do. There's so much things that are tied into our motives of love. So I would just say, what stops you from loving? And then define that thing and get rid of it, because that thing that stops you, whether it's fear, I don't want to be taken advantage of, or I don't want to give too much, or We were talking about as a team yesterday, like how many of our relationships actually will cost us something if we lose them. And most people in our generation, we don't want to put too much in a relationship because we don't know if it's going to last. But if we live our lives like that, then we'll never have true family. We'll never have true relationships. We'll never have true community, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, thank you so much, Brian. I think this is going to inspire somebody to take on their ministry idea, their vision. And this is what this whole podcast is about. And I'm glad that I had the chance to speak with you, man, because again, you did it, man. You're the product of it. You started 10 years ago and you have this powerful, thriving ministry. And you know, I'm looking at your Instagram right now, man. And you know, I'm gonna throw in a right hook for you. What is this Vox conference coming up, man? If you want to share a little bit about it, man, tell us a little bit about that on July 27th. What's going on?
Yeah, Vox Conference is a conference that One Voice puts on every year. And it's really to not just bring inspiration, but to bring application. So I've been to so many conferences where you leave and you're so stirred, but you have no idea what to do next.
Yeah, and that's
so
true.
We wanted to really say, man, can we do not just a regular conference? Can we do a gathering? Can we do every movement, man, is made up of moments. And so we really believe this is just going to be a moment that's going to fuel a movement for people, whether they're in college or they're adults or, you know, high school, junior high, where they can come and they can really find their voice in their sphere, you know, whether that's the business world, whether that's university campus. So we bring in speakers, man, who just carry a lot of different things. I think this week we're going to be announcing Brian Head Welch from Korn. Wow. He'll be joining us this year. You know, that's a man that's found his voice. They toured with Warped Tour and Metallica. I mean, everybody, a lot of people know Korn. All the way from Nick Vujicic, who's, you know, preached to 600 million people, all the way to a Banning Leapshire, who, you know, founded and started Jesus Culture. So there's just a lot of different voices, man. And we just kind of try to get them all in the room, you know, and help people are wildly encouraged.
This is great, man. This is awesome. Well, if you guys want to check out more about this, go visit ovsm.com/VOX or check out their Instagram account, One Voice Student Missions, and you'll find them right there. Check them out, follow them, comment on their photos, and show them some love. Brian, thank you so much for just, you know, joining me on this podcast, man. It's something that I'm starting, and I do believe that this is a powerful recording that can really inspire others to start their mission, their ideas, their dreams. And again, man, you're the product of someone that started from scratch and you took it all the way up 10 years running. And now again, man, you have this powerful ministry under your belt. And again, man, I'm grateful. Thank you so much for joining us, man. And for everybody watching, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry, for hearing. I got to get familiar. I got to get used to that. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you subscribe and check out Brian and what he's doing. Brian, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, bro. We'll see you later.
All right. Have a good one, man. Take care. Bye-bye.